Okay, good morning. We are in Hilchos Chol Hamoed. Okay, we're going to begin today. Tav Kuf Lamed Gimel. I just want to do a quick, a second intro to Malacha on Chol Hamoed, because we're going to see it keeps on coming up, and it's important to have in mind. So, just a quick recap. Isser Malacha that we do on Yom Tov, on Chol Hamoed, Isser Malacha for Chol Hamoed. So we learned it's a machlokas. Rishonim, if the Isser is, if all the Yisurim of Malacha and Chol Hamoed is Minatara, Rashi, Midarabanan, that's Rambam Shita, and some kind of a combination is the Ramban. Some sort of an in-between Shita, that's the Ramban, where if there's, generally speaking, there is a concept of an Isser D'Araisa, in particular by Malachos, where there's normally a tircha, such as a lot of the, most of the, or all of the agricultural malachos. But let's say fire, even the Ramban would agree is only the Rabbanan. And the cases of, let's say, where there's Davar Aved and stuff like that. So then whatever, some of the cases would be only an issue of the Rabbanan. So that's the Ramban. And we learned midarabanan. That's the pshat Shulchan Aruch, Chazon Ovadia, Noda beYehuda. So it's a machlok. But the Mishnah Berurah says one should be a machmer like the Ramban Shita. So when it comes up for safek and this and that, so it's a machlok among poskei Ashkenaz, I believe, and not so okay. Then so that's more or less will be pointed out. Now, an important question is when there's a malacha and there's no tircha whatsoever. Okay? You go to the park, and you just feel like pulling a leaf off the tree, pulling a blade of grass from the ground, taking a match, striking a match, and making a fire. Is this an Isser D'Araisa? Is it Mutar L'Chadchila? So this is definitely a discussion in the poskim. So just a quick overview. That the Radbaz writes, if you hold its minatara, so then so too on Chol Hamoed, if you pick a blade of grass, a leaf from a tree, or strike a match, if you hold its minatara, and there's no tzorech while you're doing it on Chol Hamoed, it's not letzorech hamoed, you're just doing it because if you like it, that would be an Isser D'Araisa. And then if you hold that the Yisurim are all midarabanan, that's why it's important to keep in mind, he says it would be mutter lechatchila. Most of us probably don't think about that on Chol Hamoed, all these little things that are not done at tzarech. Now, usually we behave out of tzarech, we don't do things for no reason, but if you're just doing it for, it depends how far you take what is letzarech. Anyway, so lemaisa, is it mutter or aser when you're doing all these things? So the Betzala Chochma says it's Aser, Min Adin, and so too Ber Moshe, according to the Piskei Chuvas. I did not look at the Ber Moshe inside. Some would say it's Mutter Lechatchila, Shemer Shabbos Kilchasa, and Chazon Ovadia. Shlomo Zalman says it's Mutter Lechatchila by striking a match. I'm not sure what he would say about the agricultural ones, because that's could be more of a Ramban Shita, where it's Chazon Ish is known to be machmer. I'm not sure. I'm not saying he holds it's bin adin aser, but he was known to be machmer. And what about a malacha she'eno miskaving? Let's say you want to wash your hands, and your purpose is to wash your hands, and you're doing it over the grass, and now it's going to grow something. So it's a malacha she'eno miskaving, or cases of she'ena tzricha lagufa. So there, most are, say it's mutter, the Mishnah Berurah, Chazon Ovadia, Shemar Shabbos Kilchasa, Betzalel Chochma even. Shevet Alevi and Vaod, and they say it's mutter. Ramasha Klein says to carry. Let's say also it's an issue. Anyways, the Chazon Ish says he's machmer. He would not wash his hands over the grass on Chol Hamoed, and he wouldn't leave outside his house in Rosh Hasharabim with anything in his pocket unless he needs that item for the moed where he's going. So, but anyways, obviously most poskim are mutter or matir, and Ramasha Klein says, by Hotza'a, it's even another reason why it's matir, because nowadays we can say, there's a shita that says nowadays there's no Rosh Hasharabim D'Araisa. Anyways, others who are Mika also is a Beramisha. All right, we'll stop with that. Except, just wanted to point out in the Piskei Tshuva says the Minag and all these things is Lahakel, but I would take a poll and see what the Minag is in your town or see what people do.
But to wash your hands over a plant intentionally that the water should go to water it.
So then that would be a problem. So we're going to learn about watering. It could or could not be a problem about watering in general. Okay. So that's going to just a quick intro for all the, for the next few simanim. Okay. So here we are inside. Tav, Kuf, Lamed, Gimel. Malachos amutaris b'cholamoid. Things that are mutter on cholamoid. Aleph. You are allowed to now grind down wheat into flour for the tzara chamoid, because you want to use it to bake with on Yom Tov or cholamoid. Afilu kiven melachto ba moed. Even if your kavana is, you could have done it before Yom Tov, before the chag started. You said, but you waited. It's fine, because it's a mitzvah to do on Chol HaMoed. V'lakotz etzim me'am mechubar. You're also allowed to and you're allowed to gather trees in order to make fuel for your ovens. Right? And you're allowed to do this. You don't have to... You're allowed to cut it off from the trees. Exactly. And even if you do have an option to borrow from your friend or go to the store, you don't have to. It's Latzara HaMoed. And it's mutar lechatchila to go ahead and, like you said, cut it off. Okay. Ulahatil sheikhar bein shel tamarim bein shel seorim. Or to now start making beer. Put in your hops or whatever your ingredients you want to put in there. You're allowed to, whatever kind of beer you're making, if it's from dates or from barley, if it's letzara chamoid, right? It's going to be ready during the holiday. So then it's mutar. Okay. But if you're doing it not for the moed, you're doing it on Chol HaMoed, you have some free time, which it's only going to be for afterwards, so that's what's asur. Okay. Now you're doing a malacha over here, that's asur. Umihu. Ein sarich letzamsim. Ela osei berhavacha. Now, once you're doing it, because you're going to need some for the moed, you don't have to like be stingy with yourself and say, well, I'm probably only going to have, I don't know, 3 beers a day, so I'm only going to do this amount. You're allowed to make as much as you need, as much as you might want to use. You might invite some friends over. Don't worry about it. Oseh b'harvacha. V'im yotir. And if you have leftovers, you don't have to finish it. You can save it for during the year afterwards. Not a problem. Aval, lo ya'arim, litchon, laso tshechar, yotir b'chavana. But you can't do a rama. You're like, I know there's no chance I'm going to, you need an entire barrel, but I'm going to do it anyway. So that you can't do because that's a pure harama. You can't way overdo what you might even need. Oh, im yesh lo kemach hashechar yashan, lo yarim lasot acher v'yomar mizeh ani rotze. Now, if you already have flour ready to bake with, or you already have beer, and it's good for you, and you're happy to use it. You can't make harama and saying, well, I'd rather save this one for later, and I want to make a new one for today. That's, if it's derech harama, it's a problem. Aval, but listen to this. Im yesh lo lechem, mutar litchol napat, depat chama adif. But let's say you have bread, but it was baked yesterday, and you want fresh bread. So that's mutar lechatchila to do it, even though you have bread. And the same would apply with all the examples. If it would be a case where the new beer, the fresh beer, be a different flavor, it would taste much better, whatever the metzias is in your case, if it's going to be better today, so then it's for sure mutter. It just can't be a pure harama with what you have is perfect, but you just want to make fresh today so that this way you don't have to think about it after the holiday, you'll have extra for later. So that's a pure harama. Okay. And once you're doing a little bit, you're allowed to do a lot, we said, and that's fine. And if a person did harama, but the evid is allowed to use it, there's no kanas on it. That's okay. The Mishnah Berurah points that out. Next. Behu adin, b'sheikhar. And the same thing applies, I just said that, sorry. So the same thing applies by Sheikhar. If it's better to ima chadash, adif, below harama, shari. Anything that's better today, you can go ahead and use it. Fine. And Chayadam and others will just also, yeah, different types of bread. You know, you have bread. It's fresh from today, but you want whole wheat bread, or you want some kind of sourdough bread, or you want a different bread. That's all mutter. Okay. Bet. Mutar la'akor pishtan. You're allowed to rip up pishtan, I think, I don't know, flax from the ground. Because you can use it to cover up your food. Now, you're even allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it because this is letzorech. Even though you're doing a ktsira or whatever, your oker, it could be malacha, but you're allowed to, but it's tzorech hamoed. You want to cover up your ochlim, so let's say, for example, you leave it outside at night and you don't want it to get wet from the dew, so you want to cover it up. Not a problem. Or if you want to use it to clean something with, you're allowed to do it as well. And you're allowed to rip up, la'akor means you're allowed to rip it up even from the source. Do whatever's easier. You know, it doesn't matter if how much you're going to rip up. Whatever's easier for you, that's what you're allowed to do. Even if you're going to end up uprooting more, like you don't have to do whatever's, you don't have to push yourself to do whatever's the minimum amount. You're allowed to just do whatever's normal and whatever's easy for you. And also to rip up, I forgot the translation. Hops or whatever it is. Shira'i lahatil bo sheikhar letzorech hamoed. Whatever you need for to make beer, that's mutter. You're allowed to rip it up as well. V'la'akor shumshamin. And you're also allowed to uproot sesame. Just an interesting thing. In Havavadim Bar Tanura, in Masechet Shavit, he points out, sesame in Arabic is sumsum. You do say it with, he writes it as with the samach. But in Hebrew, the proper word is shumshamin. And nowadays, in modern day Hebrew, we usually call them both sumsum. In modern day Hebrew, I think it's usually spelled with a sin, but anyways. Okay? So here, that's shumshamin. Shehayaveshim shabor uyum lechol miyad. And because when it's dry, you can eat it right away, so it's letzorech ha-moed, and it has a purpose. I'm not sure if it's relevant. Mishnah Berurah points out our sesame or shumshamin is different than in those days, but the point is, whenever it's usable, then, and it's letzorech ha-moed, you're allowed to be oker from the ground, and it's no problem. Okay, gimel. Peruch nitbashlu k'tzat, v'ne'achal in ha'idea d'chak. Now, fruit that started becoming ripe, and they are edible, not very edible, not ideal. Usually you're on a weight, but it is edible. So if you want to eat them, mutar l'laktan kedei l'ochlan. Since normally you can't just pull a fruit off of a tree, that'd be an iser malacha. So if it's done after the chag, it would be aser, right? The rabban and the raisa, whatever. So, however, it's if you're going to eat from it on the moed, so then it's mutar lechatchila. V'im likta an ochlan, and you gather a whole bag of them to eat. V'hotir, but then there's leftovers. No, v'hotir, and then it's leftovers. Okay, so that's, first of all, that's not a problem. Now listen to this. V'choshe shema yatliu imlo yichibshem lehotzi lecha mehem. Now, if you so then yachol lekovsham. If you, now you're not allowed to pickle things that are going to stay edible on Chol HaMoed for the purpose of after the holiday, right? It would be an iser to prepare to pickle on Chol HaMoed for after the holiday. However, let's say you have a case where the stuff that you have might go bad. You're afraid it might start getting rotten, shrivel up, whatever it is. And so therefore, even though you know there's no chance you're going to eat it until after the holiday, you're allowed to already start pickling them on Chol HaMoed, because it's like a davar ha'aved. Aval asur lelaktam techila kedei lekovsham. But you can't, if you have no intention to eat them, then you're not allowed to gather them or to pluck them from the tree in order to kosher, to pickle them. Okay. V'imu davar she'eno nimtza achar amoy. Now let's say it's fruit that are they're not gonna stick around. If you don't take them on chol amoy, they're gonna go. Either other people are gonna take them, the bats are gonna get them. That happens to fruit trees, other animals, insects. If you wait and you think that there's a reasonable chance that there won't be there anymore, then also has the din of a davar aved and mutar li knota lekovsho. And you're allowed to buy them or take them down from the tree, whatever the situation is. And since if there's no need to pickle them, you can just leave them there for a few days, then I believe it's usher to pickle them. But here the case is, when you if you don't pickle them right away, then you're afraid it might start turning bad or something will happen to them. So then you're even allowed to take them and pickle them all on Chol HaMoed. It's a davar avid. Dalet. Sad Adam Dagim Koma Shiyacho Latsud Umalea Hakol Bamoit Shahari Efsha Shiyocho Mehem Bamoit Im Yischot Otam Biyado Pe'amim Rabot Ad Shiyit Rakechu. Now, when it comes to fish, so you're allowed to catch whatever you might need, and even if you caught some, as the post can point out, you're allowed to pick, you're allowed to even continue capturing if you might eat the new one. Because not all fish are the same. Some are better than others. And if you might keep on, okay, could be as a sport, that's a question. I think it's only because you might end up eating from whatever, from the latter ones. Okay, we'll discuss. If there's no chance in the world you're going to have them, if that's mutter, we can leave that as a tzarachim. But I don't, okay. Shehari efshar shiyochal mehem b'moad, as you see in the words of the Shulchan Aruch, because there's a chance you're going to eat them. Im yischot otam biyado, if you squeeze them out. In other words, it's a little better than by pickling. By pickling, it could be once you start the pickling process, then you're stuck and you can't use it. So he's more makil even by salting. Because by salting fish, any time in the process, it like doesn't get like worse and then better again. Any time in the process, even though you salted them, you can just take them, squeeze out the salt, or rinse them, I don't know exactly, but whatever you need to do, it's basically going to be edible right away. So therefore there's more reason why it's mutter to be, you don't have to like, for pickling we said, unless you need to, wait till after the moed. But by fish, you can go ahead and salt them right away because it's not going to take them away from being eaten during Chol HaMoed. Okay. Umutar litzudan befrehesia, and so since it's mutar to do, to gather, to capture fish, so therefore you're allowed to do it even in public. I mean, mostly you're going to be capturing fish in public on the open seas. I don't know. Shenikar lakol shehu letzarach hamoed, because it's obvious to everyone, or everybody would assume, that you're capturing the fish to eat on during Chol HaMoed. Okay, Mishnah Berurah points out that even if you're an uman, that's a, you're a fisherman, that's what you do, then that's your parnasa. So also it would be mutter to do it publicly, letzarach hamoed, but he points out that some are machmer. Now, what about, interesting case, you have insects or mosquitoes that are bothering you. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, so too it's in Chazon Ovadia, other poskim, that it's, since they're bothering you, you're allowed to kill them, no problem. You don't, it's number one, they're bothering you, so it's already called tzarach hamoed, and many would say even if it's not tzarach hamoed, since there's no tircha, I mean, depends, for some people it might be a tircha depending on the mosquito, but if there's no tircha whatsoever, so then that's also okay, and just to shoo them away, they're going to come right back, so that's not very helpful, just to shoo them away a little bit. So he quotes the Radbaz that it's mutter, and an Aslan Chazon Yovadia says you could even hire an exterminator if that's what's needed.
What about Yontif itself? Gilat Neshama is
Mukta. Alright, we'll think about that. Okay. And Yom Tov. I don't know. Okay, normally we say it's Atzer, unless it's Tzorech. Yeah, if this is a Tzorech for Yom Tov, good question. Okay, maybe you could bring me a source tomorrow.
I've been thinking about
it. Okay, I don't know. Hey, Kol Malachot Shehim Letzorech HaMoed. Any malacha that you need Letzorech HaMoed, just an interesting way to think about it, normally we say by the primary criteria for things to be mutter on Yom Tov is Ochel Nefesh. And then, if it's something that's mutter for Ochel Nefesh, that type of malacha, then we often extend it even Shalom Mitoch Ochel Nefesh, even not Letzorech Ochel Nefesh, as long as it's a Tzorech. But the primary matir of malachos on Chol HaMoed doesn't have to have Ochel Nefesh involved, it's any Letzorech HaMoed. A little distinction. Okay, so Kesha Osin Otam Umanehem Osin Betzina. So, any malacha that's done Letzorech HaMoed is mutter. And once it's mutter, if it's done by it could also be done by any person or even an expert, technician, whatever, an Uman. But Chazal said if it's going to be an Uman, it has to be done Betzina. So, Ketzad. Hatzayadim shel chayot ve'ofot. The question is by Dagim, if that should be in there or not. The Rama says, here, let's keep reading. Hatzayadim shel chayot ve'ofot. You get your one who captures animals or birds. Ve'atochanin, if you're grinding, ve'abotzrin, you're harvesting the grapes. Limkor bashuk, to sell them in the shuk. Hari elo osim betzina letzorech hamoed. These must be done betzina. The Rama takes out, it doesn't include dagim, and he's matir with dagim. It happens to be a little bit of a machloket if it could be done in Befarhesia, but the Rama says it's fine. Okay. Haga, umotar lachlov abehema filu shalo letzorech hamoed davar davar ha'aved. Now, with milking an animal, even if it's not letzorech hamoed, it's matir because it's category of Davar HaAved or Tzara Baalei Chayim. Okay. Should we start or stop? Do you want a siman of kibbutz? You want to start? We'll do one. Okay. Tav Kuf Lamed Dalet. Dine kibbutz b'chol ha'moed. We'll do one seif and then we'll finish tomorrow. That's a long one. Okay. Let's read it. Ein mechabsim b'moed. We don't do keep. You want to just stop? Yeah, stop. We'll stop. Sorry.